Jeff West Locker Room Chat, it continues tonight on KNZA. We're joined now by the Tiger Boys coach. That is Joe Smith, brought to you by Heinen Repair. Jeff West getting ready for the sub-state opener on Friday night on the road at Silver Lake. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. But, Coach, real quick, you closed out the regular season against Hiawatha. That was kind of a tale of two halves, and Red Hawks were kind of able to pull away in that second half to get that win. So I'm sure not the ideal way for your team to end the season, considering you were coming off that win against Holton. But how would you assess that regular season finale at Hiawatha on Tuesday?
It was a busy night. It was senior night for them, and I told my guys before the game, you know, senior night, they just came off a tough loss to Riverside, and, we had beat them the previous time that we played them. So, I just told them to expect them to come out with more energy than, most teams typically come out with for the game. And, it was kind of back and forth the first half, like you said earlier, but that second half, I mean, they started knocking some shots down, and their big guys started – we kind of started closing out the shooters more, and the big guys were able to get some position inside. So they really kind of started working us inside and out, and, they were able to pull away in the second half for a dub.
How would you kind of assess just the regular season as a whole? You've been here for a few years now, a lot of kids in the program that have been playing for multiple years. I know a kid like Max Tuck, a sophomore who earned time later on in the year, earning some more minutes. Daniel Brown was a kid that transferred in, mixed in with these guys that have been with the program. So as you kind of look back on at least the regular season portion of it, who were some players that kind of stuck out to you and just kind of your thoughts on the regular season as a whole?
Season as a whole, came into it with some high hopes, guys that have been, around our system and, what it is we're trying to do and build on for the last couple years. And, guys, have stepped up and played, played some major roles. But, basketball is it's a tough game. It's a hard game, and it's a long season. And, just still trying to get over the, the hump of culture building and, just making sure that the guys are locked in for that long season. So, Connor Rich was, he was phenomenal for us all year. I think this was the back-to-back years of him leading or being, top two in steals and assists. So, he gets guys going. We don't really have a lot of guys who can kind of create for themselves. So, a lot of our guys are dependent upon, somebody else making plays for them. So I think that kind of halts us a little bit. But, just having guys – be bought into, the system and what it is we're trying to do offensively and defensively.
Well, at this time of the year, is as well as anyone at this point, you wipe the records out. It really doesn't mean much at this point what you have done in the regular season. Everybody is 0-0, and it's a one-game scenario moving forward. And the tournament starts on Friday night with a familiar opponent in Silver Lake. You saw them back in January, and they were one of the best teams. They tied with Nemaha Central, but the Thunder had the tiebreaker, so winning the league championship. But a second time around with Silver Lake in a one-game scenario, how do you see this one playing out and kind of the expectations for Friday night?
I think that, big thing that we've been on this year is just kind of, being able to play a game for 32 minutes and not, 12, 15, 16, 18 minutes, but just putting together a full 32 minutes. And we've done that a couple of times this year, and it's looked really, really good when we have. But, first time around with Silver Lake, we were up one, about to be heading into halftime, and they hit a three to go up two going into the game up two. And, third quarter came out, and, they kind of gave us a little pressure, and we turned it over, and that 2-point lead turned into a nine to 11 point lead. So I think just kind of trying to mimic some things that we did to have some success early on, but also knowing that against really good teams, you can't shoot yourself in the foot.
Finally, Coach, just a few keys and expectations for this game on Friday night.
I think that obviously it's win or go home. So I think that both teams will show up and play hard. And I really just think it'll come down to, for us specifically, I think it'll come down to can we rebound? Can we take pride in getting stops, and can we not turn the ball over? And I think if we do those three things, I think that gives us the best chance of any to win the game.
There it is. Jeff West, boys basketball coach Joe Smith joining us, brought to you by Heinen Repair. Tigers begin the sub-state tournament on Friday night on the road at Silver Lake. Coach, again, we can't thank you enough for the time throughout the course of the year, and good luck here in the sub-state tournament. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. We appreciate you all for covering us small schools.